So we just have 5 minutes. I wondered if anyone had a question. Especially on this issue of suffering.
Hello, Obiana, Mida, Gonino, Messia, Serious, Ashane, Melu Yamare.
Mekun, Meva, no, Puna, Puritema, Messia, me. Okay, come on.
Pastor Shamo is asking about every trouble, suffering, to be dear, more free, of course. But some people, some pastors, when they face trouble, failure in their life. So they could not get up again.
Yeah.
They could not get up again. And why? And what's wrong?
This is what I was trying to do. So why is it some people, when they go through suffering, they just stay collapsed? They don't rise through the problem. That's why I think John told us this. I mean, it was recorded in John 15 before Jesus died. Before the upper room discourse. Part of it. If we don't understand the truth, then Satan can easily make us doubt God's good purpose. But if we can, like I was encouraging each of you, say, no matter what I go through, I know God has better purposes. You see, that's an overcoming message, a belief. But if you don't believe when you are suffering that God loves you anymore, or the Christian faith is not true, then you see you are not ready for suffering. You will stay down until you come up. But you all can be prepared through this passage.
Eddie, I'm not going to have a chance to get a
ပြပေးတယ်ပြပြန်လို့ဘယ်လိုထားလဲဆရာကဘယ်လိုလဲကံလို့ပြောတော့ဒါဆိုလို့ဓမ္မတိရှုတော်အပြည့်ပြန်ကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာဆိုတော့ယေရှုလာရတာကကိုယ်နိုင်တော့တယ်ငါဒီတရားရှင်ကုန်းလာဘူးတဲ့ကျုပ်ကိုပြောလာရတယ်လို့ထားတယ်ဒါကကုနာဆရာပြောနေနေမှာဓမ္မတိရှုတော်အပြည့်ကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာဖျားရခင်ကဆီလို့ကုမပေးထားတယ်ဒီတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီတစ်ခုလုံးကိုလူကကြားမှရတစ်ခုလုံးကိုခွေးရတဲ့အတိုင်
So Pat, he told that you said about job. So God gave everything and God take away. So this is the time of OT. But now in the New Testament, if we sin and if we fall down, according to Hebrews chapter 13, God is God punish and God chastened in our life. It's true. He accepted. But in these New Testament times, if we fallen down and if we sin again, And if Jesus prune in our life to good, bad fruit, in order for that, if he takes all our home, and if he takes away all our family, or he said that it's it's a hard to accept all like that. So in the John Gospel, Jesus said, Jesus come to give life and abundant life, but Satan's come to destroy and to deep and to kill. And it's quite different. But in now the age of Jesus, in the New Testament time, he had to give us a life, and not only that, but to give more abundant life. Mm-hmm. And again, if Jesus from us, if he takes all everything from us, if he takes away our home, and it is a little bit contradicted with Jesus came to give life and more abundant life.
So okay, very good question. Thank you. So I would just remember, Jesus did come to give us abundant life. I agree. Very clear. And I'm just agreeing with you. And Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. So was it a contradiction that Jesus, who is life, died? To me, it's not a contradiction. Because if Jesus, who had a life abundant, the source of life itself, would suffer for us, and look to the future, what God would do through it, that is the way we should understand things. And this is why Jesus said, you must die to yourself if you would live. You must lose the world if you want to gain the future. And this is each time I talk to him in this series, Walking with Jesus. Every time I get close to him, he shows some other dirty sin. And I look and I say, oh, that's not good. But he wants to take it away. If we were going to look at our wealth to judge God's hand in our life, then we are going to be totally confused. Because you will find some ungodly people that have more than the godly. Or if we are going to use our wealth to show off the power of the gospel, that's a false gospel. If it was the gospel, then Jesus would be in a golden palace. And everybody would come. Sure. But you see, he's not going after people's self-interest. He's going after their heart and allegiance to God, their loyalty. And that's what this passage of pruning is. It's reaching deep into our loyalty. That my master only will take me the places I need to be. But if he takes me there, I'll go. For my joy in this world, it's not with a nice building. I hope it's not. I probably will be thrown in jail at some point.
အဲ့ဒီလူမျိုးနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့
Yeah, with the things going on as they are in the world.
လောကမှာကြုံတွေ့တဲ့အရာတွေအမျိုးမျိုးဖြစ်နိုင်တယ
် That's okay.
ရပါတယ်ဒါတွေက
You see, it doesn't matter. Those are temporary things.
လောကမှာဖြစ်ပျက်တဲ့အရာတွေကခဏသက်ဖြိုးပဲဖြစ်ပါတယ
် But God is interested in the fruit that endures forever.
ထာဝရအသက်ဘုရားသခင်ကကျွန်တော်ကိုအသီးကိုတည်ဆည်ခြင်းလို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်
And that's where the Christian faith really is all about.
ဒါကျွန်တော်ခရိယာနဲ့အားလုံးရဲ့ယုံကြည်ခြင်းမြှုပ်လင့်ချက်ကအဲ့ဒါပဲဖြစ်ပါတယ
်. I don't remember Jesus ever building a great building.
ယေရှုကအဲ့မှာလောကမှာဟိုစောက်ကြီးကြီးမားမားတွေဖျားကြောင်းနေပေါ့နော်အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေသူကဟိုအတိမပြုတ်မယ်မထင်ပါဘူးအဲ့လိုပြောရင်လည်
း Or even have in his own house.
အဲကောင်းကင်မှာတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့အတွက်အိမ်နေရာရှိတယ
်. So let us be like our master.
ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့သခင်ရဲ့စိတ်နှလုံးအတိုင်းပဲကျွန်တော်တို့ကစစ်တင်နေ
If he gives it to us fine
ကျွန်တော်တို့အရာအရေသူပေးတယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းကောင်းတယ
် If he takes it away also
ပြန်ယူသွားရင်လည်းပဲကောင်းတယ
် Whatever he sees is best
သူကအကောင်းဆုံးမြင်တဲ့အရာကအကောင်းဆုံးဖြစ်ပါစေ